Good evening, God bless you. And today is your greatest day. And today, this morning, I woke up and I was praying and I was asking God what to do. And I felt in my heart that I should just go walking. So I left my car at the school and I went for like an hour and a half walk. And usually I listen to music. I listen to worship music because I really enjoy it. But God was really just pushing me to really just listen to the confessions and really speak them out. So for the whole hour and a half, I repeated both the confession videos of what's on YouTube of Lawrence's, and it felt so peaceful. It's the most peaceful I felt in a very long time, because when you deter from the practices, then you can start to feel the effects. But when you start to really level up again, then again you start to feel the effects of God and start to feel the effects of, saying what you want and not what you see, and reminding yourself that the power of our words, and our words really do have power. And when we decide to put our minds to God and we start to put our hearts to God, that He is able to clear out anything that's within our minds. He is able to really just fill our body and our minds with His word and His spirit. So I felt really encouraged today to really just encourage everyone to really ensure that they're doing the confessions, to ensure that, if you feel a certain way, that you just go back to the basics. You go back to, am I doing those five fundamentals? Am I honouring God properly? Am I really putting my money to work for me? Am I really putting my words and power to work for me? Am I really using the Spirit of God to really work in my favour? Because if you don't continue, then you become weak, and God has made us strong. He's made us strong to ensure that we're strengthening ourselves, we're strengthening our mind. The world is filled with so much negative, so much undiscipline and unfocus, and focus and discipline Becky is the best Becky, and that's in every area, so it's really about putting everything to work. And what God may say for me to do and say for you to do may be different. I really enjoy the fact that I can go out, I can go and do my fitness, go and clear my mind, go and go and be disciplined with my food. Because when you're undisciplined with food, and when you're undisciplined with the things that matter to you, then you can then slowly come down. And God really wants us to come up. He wants us to be saying to ourselves, no weapon that is fashioned against me shall prosper. He wants us to say we are blessed. We are blessed upon, with all spiritual blessings, that, we can speak life into our bodies. If you have any aches, if you have any pains, I was really just ministering through God's word to my ankle, I just got over a kidney infection to my kidneys, and I was just really speaking words of life. Because you're either speaking words of life or you're speaking words of death. And it's up to you what you choose, and it's up to you to really drive your mind, to actually change your mind to not be conformed to this world, because the world may not understand, but you do understand. You understand the path of God. You understand what God has given you. So don't let go of that. Don't let go of the need for God. The need for God is so important, that we are needy for His word, His power within our lives. He can change the direction of anyone's life. He can change you. He can change your whole frequency. every morning, but it's a choice. Everything is a choice. How you react, how you respond, will really carry you. So your responses and your reactions in life is going to carry you. So if you respond in a negative manner, you respond, you know, me without God, I could be a little bit crazy. But when God is involved and when he has put his, when he's put his words and his action into, you know, you need to act in this way, or you need to do this, you need to be speaking in tongues. You know, and that's one thing yet that I'm really trying to get back into the practices. So if anyone hears this, then please do pray. Pray that, you know, I am really, it's a decision, and I know it's a decision, but please do pray that I can really get on top of everything, all those five fundamentals, because every one of them is so important, and the importance of what we do is really important. The importance of our environment and who we hang around with and who we want to become. Who do you want to become? Who do you want to be? Do you want to be, you know, your old person, or do you want to be the new person that God has made you to be? Jesus has cleansed you. But are you living that way? Are you letting your old ways, old habit patterns still weigh you down? Because God lifts you up, and it's your choice whether you're going to stay lifted up or you're going to be, you know, continue to live in a carnal way, in a way that you're used to, you know, your paradigms are used to, even people around you are used to. Or are you really gonna listen to do? It's so important that you listen, not just to hear. You listen to do, to act. You know, the things that say to you may make you uncomfortable. Where you're uncomfortable is where you're going to grow, where you're going to actually see the change that you need. What change do you need? What changes do you need to see within your life? Because God is all powerful, and he is able to change you. He's able to change your whole family. He's able to change any situation, circumstance, any, you know, relationship, financial, he's really able to change. But you need to act and put the work in for you to then see the Spirit of God go to work. And God really wants to go to work for you. He really wants you to be recognizing the full benefits of him.